Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Today, we're continuing our discussion about what it's like to be single in Memphis, and our tour guides are still Daryl, Anna, Kiera, and Carlos. Thanks for hanging out a little longer, everybody. So,
thank you.
We ain't got nothing else to do.
or I don't know about that. You might have plenty to do. So for all the newbies out there, the ground rules are as follows. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean as to our best of our ability. Let's keep our cuss words to a minimum. Keep it real. But most importantly, let's have fun. So go ahead and clink your neighbor. See, let's go on and enjoy ourselves. I love these part twos where I was ready. I was fine with the amazing discussion we just had a minute ago about being single in Memphis. So if you missed part one, go back to the archives and listen. But we were talking comparatively a little bit. My very first episode ever of Traveler's Guide was single in Seattle, and I wanted to talk to some of my friends and now family out here in Memphis to see, what is it like here? What's it like to date in Memphis? And we had some really interesting conversations about some of the things that are similar and some things that are also different. And one of the questions that I asked, which was, I hated that we had to kind of cut it short, but I asked everybody, what was their ideal date in Memphis? Because one thing that kept coming up was that people tend to stay in their silos. A lot of people are from here, born and raised. The circles have been established and tight for a long period of time, which kind of limits some of the variety and some of the exposure and things like that. And all of the folks on the panel, without fail, expressed that ideally they want their dates to be a bit spontaneous, to have some variety, to show imagination, to be unpredictable, and that's not something that is necessarily inherent in the dating pool here. People kind of get in a rut, want to do the same thing all the time, and that just wasn't of interest to this panel. And I'm kind of feeling like that might be the story of a lot of Memphians who just don't say it or express it. And so first, I want to give you an opportunity, since we had to roll quickly on that question. Did anybody want to say anything further about, you know, what dating ideally could be like here in Memphis?
I think we need to tear up the script. There are no rules to dating. It's so two good people spending time getting to know each other. I think we've put so much emphasis on it needs to be this level of a restaurant, this sort of money. I need to be eating this food, or it's not. We've materialized dating and took the emphasis off of, as Daryl said earlier, getting to know the other person. And that's ultimately what it should be about. So,
I gotta go on and clink on that, because that was a poignant thing that he raised, and everybody, I did see the church saying amen up in here about that point.
Yeah, for real. Like, so I love the ideas that I heard the fellow guests, because again, it's coming from me. I'm a man, but I was married for most of my younger years, and now that I'm grown and divorced, because of my career and me traveling the world, I really have no clue. Like, I mean, I know, you know, dinner, having a nice experience. I don't have a specific thing of what I want a date to be. Mm-hmm. I want to spend time with that person, and that time to just be so, it doesn't have to be something in specific. Right. It could be bowling.
And Carlos,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be something. I don't, because again, I'm coming from a different place. I don't do the normal things. I'm not living for the weekend. Most people who work Monday through Friday or Saturday through, you know what I'm saying? They live for the weekend. And
right.
Ooh, when Friday get here, I'm going to the liquor store. I'm going to buy my outfit. I'm going to do right. My lifestyle. A Sunday night is hot. A freaking Tuesday night could be so freaking exciting in my world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have, you know what I'm saying? So it's hard to do something with somebody who's not right. in that place. And right. And again, I'm not stepping on anybody or trying to belittle whatever their experience is. It's just,
yeah.
In a week, I could have hopped 4 countries in 5 days.
Carlos, so I want to...
What are we going to do that's going to be exciting?
I want to give voice to something that you started to bring up, and we kind of had to cut it short last time, but Anna was talking about her extreme sense of adventure. She talked about things like skydiving and skydiving is the one that stuck in my head. So there were other things, but basically, you know, everybody said adventure and creativity was something that they craved for dates. But Carlos asked Anna the question. So if the person who wants to go out with you doesn't have that mindset or that understanding, what do you do? How do you communicate that to them? And, you know, not to take this away too much from, you know, what this environment is like in Memphis, but I did want to give you a chance to say something about communicating expectations. So does anybody want to speak on that?
Because my point was that person likes you and wants to spend time with you. Mm-hmm. It's just, okay, if he didn't come from a place that was taught that, if his mom, dad, or whoever raised him didn't show him those sorts of things, do you discredit that guy or do you take him by the hand? And like you said, Carol, you said, I show him this one time.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it may take more than one time? Not to say he ain't getting it, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
so let's give Anna a chance to respond on that. She had her hand raised.
Well, my response on that is, I've been through that. I'm 42 years old. I've been through that with pretty much most of my previous relationships, where that's probably the reason that we aren't together, is because I constantly tell you and show you and, you know, like, let's do this, let's do that. And why am I the only one giving these suggestions when I've already explained?
That's a good point too. Okay.
You know, I've already, we've been through explaining. So nowadays I'm on the thing of, I have to find a person that's on that energetic level that I'm on. I cannot downgrade myself. Mm-hmm. And stop doing things I like doing because of a person that don't want to learn or don't want to, are scared to do this, that, and the other. Because I live in a life that's not, mm-hmm. I'm not scared of any, I'm in the music business.
So they got to match you to some extent. Daryl, you had your hand raised.
Yeah. So I'm going to disagree just a little bit. And I said it because what Carlos was saying was every person's experiences are different. You may have a person who is well-read, well-traveled, well-dressed, well-spoken. Coming across a person who doesn't have that, but they have some other experiences of their own. It's like country mouse meets city mouse. You can't really discount the person because they don't have the experiences that you have, but you have to be willing to try and learn and want to go through those experiences with that person, because I never had green eggs and ham, so I can't say if I like it or not.
Kiara.
But at the same time, I may
want to get to your green eggs and ham level.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Exactly.
Tell me about your green eggs and ham. Kiara, you had your hand raised.
Well, and that's a good point. I actually see and agree with both Carlos and Anna. I mean, because to be honest, you know, I've done my share of holding hands and babying and spoon feeding. But sometimes I don't mind it. If I like the person, I'm wanting them to get it right. So I'm like, come on, babe, come with me. I'm trying. Come on with me. Let's do it. But at the same token, at some point, it's like, okay, I'm showing you. And like you said, Carlos, I will verbalize as well. It's like, hey, babe, I enjoy this. Like, it's, mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to, everybody has different learning styles. You can't assume. So.
Can I ask a question real quick before you interject, Robin? Have you noticed that we've all will have all the conversations have geared toward, I've shown them, but it's more like y'all are all saying they don't catch on.
No, I tell.
There are some people I believe that I if you show them the way, they'll catch on and catch, you know what I'm saying? Catch the lesson. Like,
I tell, and they still don't freaking catch on. I tell you exactly what I come into a relationship with. I want everybody to be on the same page. When you're not on the page, and the only reason they don't want to reciprocate adventures or show this is because they have, there's something else going on within that themselves. Like, y'all been in relationships for 4 or 5 years and you still ain't caught on? You still?
Well, I would have to say that 4 or 5 years in, you definitely gave it a good old college try.
You still cannot tell me, like, I gotta know Christmas gifts. I gotta know everything I'm getting. I gotta plan every freaking thing. And I'm like, all you gotta do is just go get it yourself. Whatever you get, I'm gonna like it. And you don't have to give me at the same time. But what I gotta know.
But again, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people would take the attitude is that what do you give a person who you have everything?
You don't understand.
Sounds like an intimidation issue to me.
That can definitely come into play.
It certainly could.
Y'all seem to think that y'all are the only sensitive ones. Men are so much more sensitive than women.
Solely.
Well,
well,
you know what?
We're
going to talk about that at another time.
So easily to be bruised. That's why we act as crazy as we do. You know, I get, okay, yeah.
Well, we're going to, I got some follow-up questions about challenges, but if you're just joining us, you're listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. We're having a continued conversation about being single in Memphis, and I'm talking with Anna, Kiera, Daryl, and Carlos. And so I want to bring it back a little bit more specific to Memphis before we get too far off track. And one thing that I wanted to talk about is if there are any challenges that are specific to this region. Like in part one, I mentioned in single in Seattle, we talked about things like the weather is a challenge. We don't do a lot of things outdoors unless we're outdoor people specifically, or we have geography challenges. We're spread out over different areas, and transportation is hard between, you know, if you live on one side of town, it's very difficult to find, you know, to connect physically with somebody on another side of town, that kind of thing. Tech oriented. Are there things about Memphis that are challenges when it comes to dating? Demographics, environment, the population. Kiera, you seem like you have something to say about it.
Anna has something to say too, though. She had her fingers.
Oh, okay.
But I did want to say, one of the things is the baby mama, baby daddy challenge. A lot of times when it comes, who's going to watch the kids? A lot of single parents, a lot of, you know, going out with people is going to be hard to find dates. I mean, you know, find babysitters. I mean, you know, so you got a different dynamic here. We have a lot of single mothers here. And so a lot of men don't want to date women with children. You know, there's so many different things like that. And then another thing is, I think Carlos or Daryl, I forget who mentioned it, but we're a blue collar city, working 9 to 5s. We are, you know, everybody works like certain days of the week. Thursdays are popping nights. I think we all kind of, it's weird. That's like the most popping one for the most part, because we're like, well, it's Friday tomorrow, so I don't have to go to work. You know what I mean? Or when I go to work, I can take one more day because I got Friday. So Thursdays are popping versus a Monday or a Sunday night. Saturday nights are not even really popping. You know, so the nights you think in other cities would be popping, you don't. It's not popping. It's just not.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Daryl?
Has anybody ever considered the fact that maybe everybody just not supposed to date? Nobody ever really takes the time to try to be friends first to figure out if I want to spend my time with this person or not, maybe on the same wavelength that I am. I vibrate at a different frequency. Carlos may vibrate at a different frequency than most people. So does Anna and Kiera. we're all different people, but we go extreme into dating before we ever find out if that person is somebody that we can ever really want to spend our time with. I mean, and it could be anything, anywhere from judgment to education to money to sex to physical attraction to whatever.
Or the lack thereof.
Right. And some people, truth be told, some people date because they're looking for the come up.
Mm.
Not because they really like the person.
Tell it.
They're looking for the comment, or they want to see, girl, I believe he can bang my back out. Let me see what, or I believe she got that fine, that good.
So you just gotta jump in, Honor. I see your face.
Daryl, who you been messing with?
We live in Memphis. We live in Memphis.
I just have to know who folks been messing with, because I don't even come from folks that do these kind of things.
Oh, like, what's that around here? They with the PH Uckery.
PH Uckery.
But they, and they ain't got no PH balance either.
Oh, Lord.
Kiara, did you hear that?
Heard it.
Did they care?
They juicy ain't so good.
That juicy is foul. Hold on.
But I can guarantee you this one. If you take money off the table, you take the sex off the table.
What's left?
Most of the people who are dating right now wouldn't be dating.
Mm. Exactly.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what? I disagree. It depends, because I am not trying to date anybody, number one. But dating in the city, I'm definitely not trying to do that. And I will not date any more black men in this city. I'm not doing that either.
Let me delete all his number from my phone. Just even if I tried, I couldn't get a date.
Because everybody got the same mentality. Like, I'm a person that wants to grow. Like, I need to build. I work. I move. Like, I need to grow. I don't need to be standing still. And these folks just like to stand still. Like, I'm like, oh, you want to do this? Okay. Blah, blah, blah. It's done. Can we go do this now? Can we go move here? Can we do this? I'm all about the goal of getting to where, and these folks ain't about that. They about trying to, you know, see, oh, I got a pretty girl on my arm. Don't nobody give a fuck about that. That's why I don't dress up here. I don't go nowhere.
Just reminder.
Be complete honor. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, but complete honor, can we just remember our language?
Yeah, we can't cuff, honor. We can't cuff.
I be complete honor, and I don't care.
There you go. There you go. You heard it here, folks.
Please, honor.
Complete honor, don't
it's
care.
Hard.
Kiara,
hard
what's
to
up?
Be an artist and date here. That's crazy.
What's up, Kiara?
Well, I do, and just to kind of piggyback a little bit, like when it comes to the whole dating, I actually personally get along better with people who are from another city that are transplants to the city, because there are some cool people I've met. Like most of the guys I may have dated or have, you know, the best connections with have been people from other cities. They just come to Memphis. Mm-hmm. So I have had some really cool people, and I tend to gravitate towards people who are from other cities. I mean, and I really, although
do
I
have a sense about why? Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense about why that is?
Possibly because they don't know me. So that may be a thing, and I like
Help us, Lord. Because they don't know me.
They don't know me. Thank you, Lord.
Better yet, they don't know what the word is out on you.
About me.
Because
right.
The word that's out about you and who you are two totally different things.
That's right? True.
Good point. Exactly. I'm going to go on and clink on that. Because you really only know that which you've heard or what has been shown to you.
Until you have been in the space
of me. You've been in that space.
On multiple occasions.
Right.
Because to be in my space on one time, you can't say you know me.
Exactly.
You have to be around me on multiples, because you may get a different one every time.
That's
you
right.
may catch me in rock star mode. You catch me off stage. You catch me chill. You catch me, you know what I'm saying? It's like
he different. Sound like Kiki Chameleon. Kiki Chameleon, Carlos. Let me find
out. But people think they freaking know you because right. they seen you in one vein. There are multiple lanes of me. And to try to define me of one, like...
Well, let me put this question out because this I don't want to cut this short at all. My question being, how has being single in Memphis shaped how you view romance and relationships overall? And, you know, I think you make a good point. It's been made before that the majority of the folks on this panel are in the entertainment industry. Daryl, I don't know that that's your story. It's certainly not mine. Is that true? But I'm also not single in Memphis. But Kiara, Anna, and Carlos are all in the entertainment industry. And what about you, Daryl?
I am real estate, political, governance, community activist.
Okay.
Community service. So I'm all over the place in several different. But for me, dating in Memphis, every person I meet, I'm going to give them the purity of who I am. Me dating them does not, who they are doesn't dictate how I treat them. So if it comes at the end of the day, they don't like what they see. Okay. I'm not upset about that. I'm going to be me. I'm fully integrated. I'm a full heterosexual, solid male that, you know, sometimes the Lord is my shepherd. I see what I want. And sometimes I'm not
come on, Pastor.
So
come on.
So for me, dating in Memphis is just like, I'm going to go out and have a good time. But my expectation is, if this is cool, then we'll try again. If it's not, I'm not messed up about that. Mm-hmm. Best of what I had. And if it wasn't good enough for you, I'm cool. Next.
And I will say Daryl is consistent. Daryl is one of my most frequent tour guides, and this is his message. You can go to any episode he's ever been on, and that is his message. So I'm going to go on and clink the neighbor and give that endorsement for my brother over there. Daryl, you going to get what you see is what you get.
What you see, what you get on Saturday night and what you going to see on Sunday morning, I change it not.
Even Tuesday, which is bumping for the entertainers. Tuesday.
Listen, bro. Man.
Bro. I'm a bar girl. I hate going out on the weekends. All the time I go out is during the week. I don't be messing around on the weekends.
Okay.
I'm going away either. But to answer your question, Robin, for me, I honestly believe that, you know, one, if we make dating fun again, make it where it's not so serious. It's serious business because you don't want to play with people. But it's and as Daryl, just to piggyback off something he said earlier, you know, get to know people. I think Carlos also said the same thing. Get to know the person. I'm a firm believer that there's levels to dating. So especially leading up, if you're dating with purpose, if you're dating, you know, to marry, you know, you have certain things that you want to see. But how do I know if I want to spend time with this person? I got to talk to John, you know, Billy, Robert. I need to go out with all of them.
Don't forget about Tyrone.
And Tyrone, too. I need Donnell. I need all of them. You know, I need to
Leonard. You need Leonard too. Don't forget Leonard.
Just do not call KC.
Oh, time out.
You don't need to talk to him.
Somebody want KC.
Somebody want KC. You know what? He dated outside of Memphis. Found him a Robin. Robin is here now. Go on and click your neighbor. Bam.
That's right.
He no longer single in Memphis.
That man found his Robin. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, but anyway, so you're saying though you have to talk to people.
But I have to talk to people. I want to get the different experiences, the different flavors. I want to make a selection. I shouldn't have to be, and I know we talked about this in another series about that, but I still want to be able to say, okay, if I go out with this guy, you see me out with another guy the next night, don't get the wrong idea. You know what I'm saying? And so that's another challenge. But my expectation, going back to expectations, and I said this offline earlier, I said, well, really, you don't have expectations. The best surprises and gifts are when you just open it up and say, oh my gosh.
Give it a chance.
Give it a chance. Just try it. Don't come in with like, well, he this and this and he better pay for this. So I better. I have no expectations. Everybody has a clean slate when dealing with me. And I get to see who you are in your element. I'm going to be me. You be you. And let's just see where it goes. If it don't, we cool. Just because I'm a good person don't mean I'm a good person for you. You're a good person. I'm a good person. We just ain't good for each other. And it's cool. We can roll
very off. Sound. Very sound.
Come on. Come on. Come on. And that would help us stop being in that love possessive thing. Because mm-hmm. what we call in love right now is possession.
You know what, let's go on and clink on that, and that's a good closing thought, because guess what, guys and ladies, we're out of time. This time goes so fast. I think it's because we have so much fun when we talk to each other. I so appreciate you being on again, Kiara, Anna, Carlos, Daryl. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for another episode. Kurt, Casey, Clayton, thank you for producing the show. Thanks for the theme music. Thanks for no longer being single in Memphis, because you my baby. Now you can listen to the show at your leisure by following Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on 8 major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Spotify. Please subscribe and support if you like what you hear. And also, share your thoughts with us. Let us know what you want to hear about. Let us know if you're interested in being a tour guide sometime. And remember to follow us on social media. On Facebook, it's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. Instagram is at just Princess Robin. Thanks for joining us. And remember, regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Until next week, smooches.